Here's Sharon Allseth. Good morning, Sharon.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning. Indianapolis Police Chief Paul Soselsky says Officer David Moore remains on life support while his family consults with doctors to begin the process of donating his organs.
The Moore family and the entire IMPD family would like to express their sincere appreciation to the entire Indianapolis community for their prayers and support that we have felt since early Sunday morning.
That's when the 29-year-old officer was shot during a traffic stop on the northeast side. A community vigil last night at Jones Tabernacle Church took on a different tone after the chief made the announcement.
This is a sad day for men and women who protect us night and day, 24 hours a day.
The Reverend Malachi Walker led a group of several hundred mourners, including police officers and Mayor Greg Ballard. Another blood drive in honor of Officer Moore will be held from noon to 5 today at Wishart Hospital. 60-year-old Thomas Hardy is being held on robbery charges unrelated to the shooting, but police believe he shot Moore and charges are being reevaluated. Hardy was next due to appear in court on Friday. Disagreement at the Indianapolis Public School Board meeting last night, with Superintendent Eugene White threatening to resign. White wants to reassign more than 24 principals and other administrators. He says that's best for IPS, but the board rejected White's plan by a 4-3 vote. The board will meet in private next week. There was no comment from White after last night's meeting. The day after the State of the Union speech, the vice president is headed to Hancock County to speak at a company focusing on the future of renewable energy. WFYI's Jill Sheridan has more.
Vice President Joe Biden is traveling to Greenfield today to visit EnerOne. The Indiana company is at the forefront of efficiency harnessing technologies, producing advanced lithium-ion batteries for automobiles. Biden is expected to speak with workers around noon about how the administration is investing in innovation. EnerOne received a $118.5 million grant to expand production of batteries for hybrid and electric vehicles. Another Indiana company, Think Global, is using those batteries at its factory in Elkhart. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
Republicans on an Indiana House committee have pushed through a measure that would cut jobless benefits for some people starting next year as the state confronts an insolvent unemployment insurance system. Democrats argue that the measure unfairly penalizes laid-off workers. The bill also reduces business tax increases approved in 2009 that are taking effect this year. The changes to unemployment benefits would start in July of 2012 and are estimated to reduce state payments by 25%. The bill now goes to the full House. An effort to repeal a state law that requires all people, regardless of age, to show ID when buying alcohol is scheduled for a vote today by a House committee. That law took effect last summer. It's been ridiculed by some who say it defies common sense. Liquor store representatives, however, say it has led to a drastic drop in attempts by minors to buy alcohol because they know they'll be carded. And a state senator is asking a question she hopes will spur debate over sentencing laws and possibly save Indiana millions of dollars. Should the state legalize marijuana? Democratic Senator Karen Tallien of Portage wants a criminal law and sentencing study committee to examine Indiana's marijuana laws next summer and come up with recommendations. Other states have already decriminalized small amounts of pot or created programs to allow medical marijuana, and Tallien says it's time for Indiana to have that discussion. Some WFYI audio provided by our partners at Wish TV, 24-hour News 8. WFYI weather for today, cloudy with a high of 27, mostly cloudy tonight, low 20. Cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of afternoon flurries, high 29, and Friday cloudy with a chance of flurries again, high 34. It's cloudy now, 24 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, thanks, Sharon. In sports and Big Ten college basketball.